know, come to think of it, I think I'll be an okay dad. You know, I got no kids right now, but I think, you know, tough love. I won't be shy about disciplining my children. And, I'll be a very stern taskmaster. I mean, if I say, lights out, 9:30 in bed, and I hear laughter and giggling coming from their room, I'm not going to give them 3 or 4. I told you, lights out. It'll be one time. I'll just kick the door open. I'll be standing over his bed. Tell you what, we seem to have a problem with laughter in here. I've noticed in my experience it's very difficult to laugh when you're missing a foot. Would you like to experience this phenomenon for Dad? Hold the blade. Let him feel the whirring blade. Little bits of oil flecking up in his face. Now, y'all go to sleep. You hear me? As they stare at me in wild-eyed horror, I'd be willing to bet they go to sleep. And I'll keep the chainsaw right by the couch. So that way, as I'm watching TV and drinking a beer, if I hear them start to get rambunctious, I won't even walk up there. I'll just pick up the chainsaw off the floor and run it for a few seconds. Yeah, that'll quiet them down. Too many people are run by their children. Well, I intend to run my household. Oh, yes. They say, well, Grease, what happens if your children leave and hate your guts forevermore? Well, in many instances, people that kowtow to their children, the children leave and they hate their guts anyway. So at least I'll have peace and quiet for the 18 years that the little maggots are around. And I think maybe they'll respect me. One day with pride, when they have children, I'll proudly hand over the chainsaw, and a wonderful family tradition will continue. It's the Grease Man Show. You got it coming out of your woofers and your tweeters. 1-800-544-9294 is the number. Hello?
I need some advice.
Go ahead.
Well, I have this friend, and we were friends for a while, and then we didn't see each other, and then she came back into my life, and she was having problems getting pregnant with her husband.
So what happened?
So she was seeing another guy, and she had me cover for her. And then she finally got pregnant.
By the other guy?
I don't know. By him or the other guy.
She doesn't know if it's her husband or the other guy?
No.
Oh, that tawdry wench. That hideous. So what's your question?
So, well, suddenly she had her baby, and I don't hear from her anymore. And I feel like I've been used.
They haven't been used. You did a good friendly thing. You helped her. She wanted to, I guess, not a good friendly thing, but she wanted to slip around and get pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So she used you as an excuse.
Yeah.
You covered for her. She went out. She zapped this guy. She got pregnant.
Yeah.
What she did was morally wrong. But as a friend, I guess you helped her out to do what she wanted to do. What do you mean you feel like you've been used?
I mean, I don't hear from her anymore now that she's got what she wants.
Well, there's no obligation for her to call you. In a couple of months, she'll call you. You'll have lunch.
Yeah.
You see, that's the difference between guys and gals. If a guy gets busy and he doesn't call his buddies, like, for example, if something happened to me and I had to go on the road for 2 months and I didn't call young Joel here, and 2 months went by, when I called him up, he'd be like, whoa, good to talk to you. How you been? Fine. He wouldn't be like, you hadn't called me in 2 months. I didn't think you liked me. You know what I'm saying? It's just the difference. You shouldn't do that. It drives people crazy. That's the difference between men and women, I guess. Not all women, not all men. But I'm just speaking to you for things that'll drive you crazy in life. Like, if you call up one of your buddies, and you haven't called him in 3 months, or you just haven't talked, and you say, hey, how you doing? He'll be like, well, how you been doing? Must be busy. Yeah, real busy. How's everything been happening? Fine. But if you call up a girlfriend that you haven't seen in 3 or 4 months, that's what drives single guys crazy. Blow their brains out. You call up, hey, how you doing? Everything all right? You feeling okay?
No.
You want to go out? What do you say we go out and see a movie? We'll get some dinner afterwards?
Okay.
I mean, can you imagine calling your best buddy and getting a call like that? Or worse yet, you got plans with your best buddy for Friday night. You're going to go out, hit some beers, do a little bowling, and then maybe catch a movie or cruise the bars. But something comes up, or you just don't feel like it. You know, you've had a brutal day. The boss has been on your back. So you call your buddy. Hey, I think I'm going to stay home. I'm hating life, been working hard all day. Okay, we'll catch you another time. Sounds good. See you. Tell you. Bye. Call up. Try that with your girlfriend sometime. Friday night. Hey, I tell you what, I've been working a little hard today. I don't think I'm going to be by there to pick you up.
What? I picked up a new dress. I've been waiting all day long. I did my hair. I've been counting on this all day long. You're not coming up. You're not coming.
So that's when you go over there and hate life and go through with it anyway.
That's why we drink. Not because we want to, but because we're driven to it.
People tend to think, yes, I know men and women are equal, but they're different. And that's why you get these crazy things rolling around.
Driving along, you ever have one of those arguments when you're driving? You come out of a party somewhere. Well, you, sir, made an ass of yourself tonight. Yeah? Well, let me tell you what you did tonight. I have never seen such hosebaggian behavior. Oh, hosebaggian behavior. That's right. Hosebaggian behavior. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this life. This isn't a life. This isn't a marriage. It's a jail sentence. Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something. You're not getting out of it. You're going to pay half the business. It's mine. The house, forget about it. You're not living in it after I'm gone. We're selling it. You'll get an apartment somewhere. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And the kids, I'm going to poison them against you. You'll never have those kids again. They'll never love you again. Do you hear me? They'll be poisoned. And as she's ranting and raving, as you're gripping the steering wheel in a white-knuckle grip, suddenly you notice written there on the dashboard, driver's side airbag. You're thinking, this could be my passport. Out of here. No fuss, no buzz. No angry divorce trial. No bitter recriminations. No years ahead. When the children get married, I have to look at her sour puss and her new husband. Now, you're thinking to yourself, driver's side airbag. You're thinking about it. Do I do oncoming traffic or do I take a bridge abutment? What'll happen to me? Sure, my face will be all right, but suppose the car goes up in flames. Probably break my legs, but what the hell? If I could be single without this hog next to me, I walk with a little limp. What's the big deal? Driver's side airbag. No, I'm not saying anything. I just wonder if a lot of guys think about it in the heated moment of anger to go for it. Ah! Looking out of the corner of your eye. Ooh, no seatbelt on, I see, too. Yeah. Yeah, look at that 18-wheeler coming this way. Do I risk it? After you've accomplished, not this driver's side airbag thing, but after you've called off the wedding, from now on, when you meet women, it's important, if you're going to go through this debaucherous period, that you be honest with people.